This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. Saudi Foreign Minister Adel Al-Jubeir told Fox News Sunday details surrounding the death of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi at the Saudi consulate in Istanbul remain unclear.
We discovered that he was killed in the consulate. We don't know in terms of details how. We don't know where the body is. The public prosecutor then put out orders to detain 18 individuals for questioning and possibly facing trial. And the king also dismissed a number of senior officials in this area.
Al-Jubeir said Riyadh is determined to find out all the facts and punish those responsible. He insisted that Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman had no knowledge of the murder, as some have suggested, describing the Khashoggi murder as a rogue operation. Khashoggi was living in the U.S. in self-imposed exile, writing columns for the Washington Post that were critical of the Crown Prince. U.S. Senator Dick Durbin says decisive U.S. action in all of this is required.
We ought to formally expel the Saudi ambassador from the United States until there is a completion of a third-party investigation into this kidnap, murder, and God knows what followed that occurred in Istanbul. We should call on our allies to do the same.
Britain, Germany, and France have issued a joint statement condemning the killing, saying there is an urgent need for clarification of exactly what happened. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan hinted he will provide information on Tuesday about what Turkish investigators have found. In the Comoros Islands, the governor of Anjouan Island is under house arrest as security forces brought days' unrest to an end. Two people are left dead in all of this. It was sparked by President Azali Assoumani's plan to end the rotating presidency. Critics say that will keep the island's representatives from ever attaining national power. This is VOA News. U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton faces tough questions this week in Moscow after President Trump said he will pull the U.S. out of a key Cold War arms deal with Russia, known as the Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty, or INF. Mr. Trump has accused Russia of building and testing missiles that violate the 1987 agreement, which bans the U.S. and Russia from building, testing, and stockpiling certain missiles.
Russia has not adhered to the agreement, so we are going to terminate the agreement and we are going to develop the weapons. If they get smart, and if others get smart, and they say, let's not develop these horrible nuclear weapons, I would be extremely happy with that.
The Kremlin so far has had little response except to say explanations will be required. Afghan voters went to the polls over the weekend to elect a new parliament, and election officials are saying 4 million of the nearly 9 million registered voters turned out. Despite the challenges, including polling stations that never opened and technical problems with the voting equipment, the voting also was marred by violence. Michael Kugelman is deputy director, and senior associate for South Asia at the Wilson Center.
Unfortunately, in Afghanistan, there's always violence on election day. Certainly this time around was no exception. The Taliban had threatened to disrupt the elections, and there were quite a few reported attacks.
Final results from the parliamentary voting not expected for a number of weeks. President Trump says full efforts are being made to stop the caravan of thousands of Central American migrants currently in Mexico crossing into the U.S. Honduran Luis Porto says he and those around him will continue moving north.
We are warriors, and we got to get to the place we got to get. And we're going to fight. We're going to keep on going. We're not going to stop.
Many migrants say they have left their homelands because of violence there created by gangs and drug traffickers. Others say they want to get to the U.S. to find jobs. Australia's ruling coalition was forced into a minority government after a massive swing against its senior partner, the Liberal Party, in a by-election. Results cost the Conservative Liberal National Party coalition its one-seat majority in the House of Representatives, forcing Prime Minister Scott Morrison to rely on deals to guarantee confidence in his government. Morrison told constituents he was not surprised by the election outcome.
I took our party back to Albury. And I reminded our party about why we were going to win the next election. And it's because of what we believe.
The next general election due in 7 months. I'm Steve Norman, VOA News.